Begin the final daf of the sukkah, daf nun vav. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Yamid, where the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah for the previous daf. And that is, we said that there are 3 times a year when all the Mishmaris, all 24 different groups of the Kahanim, that generally switch off by weeks, on the Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim, they split equally all the karbanos that come specifically for that Yom Tov. So now, including that, the Mishnah told us that Batzeres, if it's Shabbos, that is Shavuos also, then Oymaloi, then the one who's giving out the portions to all the different Kahanim from all the 24 groups, he says, hey Lechir, take this part that's matzah, and take hey Lechir, take this one that's chametz. And that's because since everyone is shearing what came specifically for the Yom Tov, which is old Chavtal Mishmaris, which is that of chametz, which is that of the lech, of the Shteha Lechem, which is chametz, and then there is the Shteha, then there's a Lechem upon them, which is every week, which is matzah, that is everyone gets a portion from whatever carbon is coming at that time. Now, the Gemara introduced a machlekes, which will then be tied back to this topic that the Mishnah spoke about when on Shavuos, when they would give it, here, this is your matzah portion, and this is your chametz portion. So Itmar, we learned, regarding someone that didn't make a shachiyanu when they built their sukkah, either because it was already up, and therefore there was no bracha to be made on making it because it was up already. Now the Gemara told us in Daf Mem Vav Med Aleph, therefore in such a case where you didn't make a shachiyanu when you made the sukkah, so when you come to sit in the sukkah for the first time, then you make a bracha of Leisha Basukkah, for sitting in the sukkah, and then a bracha of Zman, which is a bracha of shachiyanu, because you didn't make the shachiyanu when you built the sukkah. Seema, we learned that Rav Omar, Rav says, when you're coming to say these two brachas, you first say the bracha of sukkah, of leisha basukkah, v'achar kach zman, and then you make the bracha of shachiyanu. Whereas Rabbi Baruch Hanu Amar, he says, no, zman v'achar kach sukkah. First you make the shachiyanu, which is when you make by every yom tov, and then you make the bracha of the leisha basukkah. As the Gemara explains the reason for their machlokes. Rav Amar sukkah v'achar kach zman, he says, you first make the leisha basukkah, the mitzvah on sitting in the sukkah, then the shachiyanu, the obligation that's particular for this day, which is the mitzvah on this Yom Tov Sukkot, which is to sit in the sukkah, that you make before the general, the generic, so to speak, mitzvah of the making the bracha of shachiyanu, which is by all new things, including all Yom Tovim, so you make the first, the more specific, for the mitzvah of the day, which is sukkah and then the shachiyanu. Rabbi Bachan Amar says, no, zman v'achkach sukkah. You first make the shachiyanu, and then you make the mitzvah of the bracha of leisha basukkah. And the reason is because tadr, something that's more constant, because a bracha of shachiyanu, which applies to all the yom tovim, so it comes more often than just v'she'ena tadr, something that's not so often, which is to sit in the sukkah is only once a year, it's not sukkah, pesach, shavuos, or every new thing that you make a shachiyanu, tadr kaidim, we always know there's a law when you have a choice between something that's tadr and something that's not tadr, the tadr comes first, and therefore the zman, which is coming to a new time period of a shachiyanu that Hashem has kept us alive up until now, that comes before the bracha of the leisha basukkah. So that's their machlekes. So the Gemara says, Lema Rav v'Rabba Barchana, let's say that their machlekes is b'pluk de b'sham b'sul k'mefuki, essentially, are arguing along the same lines of a machlekes, earlier machlekes b'sham b'sul. They're talking about, like, we learned a b'raisa. Devarm shebein b'sham b'sul b'suda. These are from the things that b'sham b'sul argue regarding halachas by a suda, by a meal. And that is b'shami oimrim, they say that mevarach aliyim, first, when someone's coming to make kiddush on Friday night, the first bracha, there are two brachas to be made. There's the bracha on the cup of wine, the bar per gofen, and there's the bracha on the day, which is called Mekadosh HaShabbos. So b'shamay say, first you make a bracha on the day, you first make Mekadosh HaShabbos, v'achech mevarach aliyayin, and then after that, you make the bracha on the wine, the bar per gofen. U'beisol ha'imrim, no, mevarach aliyayin, first you make the bar per gofen, v'achech mevarach aliyayin, and then you make the bracha on the day, then you make a Mekadosh HaShabbos. Now, b'shami oimrim, b'shami say, mevarach aliyayim, v'ach kach mevarach aliyayim, they give a reason. Why do they first say, you make the Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then the bracha on the wine, the bar per gofen? For two reasons. One is, shahayim gerim liyayin shiyave. First of all, the day of Shabbos, or Yom Tov, whichever day it is what causes in the first place to even make. It's the cause, it's the sibah, it's the first cause to make the bracha on the cup of wine, because if not for Kiddush, which is what you have to do, sanctify the day of Shabbos, you wouldn't need a cup at all of wine before you're eating a meal. So therefore the bracha of Bayer Paragafen, it was caused by the fact that we're having a sanctification of a day. So first you sanctify the day, and then you have what was caused by it, which is the bracha of Bayer Paragafen. Now additionally to that, another reason why is Ukvar Kiddush Hayayim. the day has already been sanctified by itself, just by virtue that it got dark, so Shabbos already started, and the wine has not yet come in front of the person, because he didn't make Kiddush the second it got dark. So that's another reason why what came first chronologically was the Kedushas of Shabbos, and then was when the cup of wine came to you, which is the Bayi Priyag Ofen. So first you do the Mekadosh Shabbos, and then you do the Bayi Priyag Ofen. They say that no. First you make the Bayi Priyag Ofen, and then you make the bracha on the day of Mekadosh Shabbos. Also two reasons. First of all, Shayayin Garim L'Kiddusha Shetuyamra. They say the causation could be looked at the other way. The cup of wine is what causes Kiddush to be said. And that is because if there was no wine, which is what you have to do Bayi Priyag Ofen on the wine, then you wouldn't make Kiddush without anything. And although you don't have to make Kiddush just on wine, you can make it on bread, so it seemed like it's not wine causing, it's not true. That's just that the bread takes the place of the wine, and then you're right, you would make the bracha on the bread before the Mekadosh Shabbos too. So therefore, Beis Hillel says you first make the bracha on Bayi Priyag Ofen, because that's what allows us to actually be Mekadosh to Shabbos. So that's the cause, and therefore that's first. The Ba'achar, another interpretation, another reason why you'll have the Bayi Priyag Ofen first, is because Birchas Hayayin Tedira, a bracha on a cup of wine, is constant. It's something that's very often that person would drink wine. Or Birchas Hayayim Ein Tedira. However, the bracha on the day of Shabbos is not so constant, only once every 7 days. And Tadav Shein Tadav, Tadav Kaidim, something that's more constant than something that's not, you do the thing that's Tadav first, and therefore the bracha Bayi Priyag Ofen, Beis Hillel also has two reasons why you do that before Mekadosh Shabbos. Now, that's their machlokes as we learned in the Braisa. So now the Gemara says, Lema Rav, let's say Rav, who he says that the chayvus hayom, the obligation of the day, which is the particular mitzvah that's for this Yom Tov, for this time period, which is the, like he said, the leish of a sukkah, he said is better than that what's tadir, because that was the opinion of those who argue on Rav, to say the shachiyonah first. He says, no, you don't make shachiyonah first. Albeit that shachiyonah is more tadir than the leish of a sukkah, but since, because it's the chayvus hayom, that'll override the halachic concept of tadir. So let's say that Rav is Damek Beis Shammai, who Beis Shammai also said, although that there is the concept of Tadav Shein Tadav with the cup of wine versus the Kiddush HaShabbos, still Beis Shammai says that you make Mekadosh HaShabbos first, and you consider that more primary, because that's the Chayvus Hayayim, versus the Tadav of the cup of wine. The Rabbi B'Chana, Damek Beis Shammai, whereas Rabbi B'Chana, who he says that the Tadav is better than the Shein Tadav, and therefore you make the Shechiyanu before the Leisha Basukah, he seems to be like Beis Hillel, who they also hold you make the Bracha Bayi Priyag Gafen, which is Tadr, versus Shabbos that's not Tadr, even though that's the Chayvus Hayayim. Now the Gemara says no. Either one can explain both opinions like their opinion. Amalcha Rav, Rav would tell you, Anod Amri Afila Beis Hillel. I could even be like Beis Hillel. That is, Ad Kan Lo Kamei Beis Hillel Hasam. Where do we find over there Beis Hillel saying that you make the Bayi Priyag Gafen first? That's Ella, that's only because there's another reason, as each opinion quoted two reasons. Because Shayayin Goyim L'Kedusha Shetiyamer. Because as we said, the wine is what causes Kiddush to be said. Without a cup of wine, you can't make Kiddush. So if not for that additional reason, if there was only the reason of Tadavish in the Tadr, that would not be enough, is what Rav's saying, even according to Beis Hillel, to have that come first. Because actually Beis Hillel would agree to me that the Chayvus Hayayim is more important than Tadr. And therefore, Aval Hacha, he loves man, here regarding what my machlokes is in this case, not regarding Kiddush, if there wasn't the bracha of Shechiyanu, Milo Amrin and Sukkah, would we not make the bracha on Sukkah? And therefore, Shechiyanu is not the cause of the bracha of Aleisha B'Sukkah. And therefore, it's not going to override the Chayvus Hayayim of Sukkah, and therefore Chayvus Sukkah is going to be first, because although Beis Hillel says it, that's another variable. But it's not more important the Tadr over the Chayvus Hayayim, and therefore Beis Hillel would agree that the Chayvus Hayayim would be first. Similarly, if Rabbi B'Chana Amalach, he would tell you, Ano Darmei Afilu Beis Shammai, I could be even like Beis Shammai. Because Ad Kan L'Kamri Beis Shammai Hasam, where do we find Beis Shammai over there saying, Ela Shehayayim Gorm L'Yayin Sheyavay? That's because, as he explained, that the day is what causes the wine, because without it being Shabbos, we wouldn't be making a Bayi Priyag Ofen before the meal. And therefore, that's where they say their halacha. Aval hacha, ilav sukkah. But here, if not for the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, milo aminan zman, would we not make a shechiyanu? The shechiyanu is not dependent on the bracha of leisha basukkah. For example, those that are hilchi drachim, that are traveling, where they're exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, they still make a shechiyanu because it's a yamtiv, just like all of the yamtivim. And therefore, essentially, both of them are saying that although we seem to see by Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, either one way or the other, it's not taken in its own, it's just another variable with the other condition of that it's being the cause for the other thing, and that's why it comes first. But really, each one could agree to either one's opinion, that we could say that either Tadr is the more important versus the Chavis Yom, or that no, Chavis Yom is more important than the Tadr. Now the Gemara continues by asking in Rav's opinion from our Mishnah. And that's where this discussion came in, which we quoted from the part of the Mishnah, Tan. We learned in our Mishnah, Batzeres Oimerloi, that on Shavuos they tell all the Kahanim when they're coming to take their portions of the breads, there are two types of breads. They said, Helach Matzah, here's your portion of Matzah, which was from the Lechem upon the showbreads that were there every single week given out from the 12 breads. Helach Chametz, and this is your part of Chametz, which was special for the mitzvah of Shavuos, which they had the Shtei HaLechem. Now, the question is, v'hocha the chametz ikar, here where the shtei halechem is primary, because that's the chavis hayem of Shavuos. What comes specially just in Shavuos are the shtei halechem. U'matzah tafel, and the matzah of the lechem upon him is secondary in this sense, because its mitzvah was actually the week before. That's when it was put on. Now it's just eaten. So it's secondary. And yet, v'ketani helech matzah v'helech chametz. And yet, in spite of that, when they were giving out the portions, they split the portions of the matzah first, and only then the chametz. Obviously, what takes precedence, what's of primary importance, is the thing that's tadr, because the lechem upon them is every single week. And we see we split that before the chavis hayayim. So to Yufta the Rav, that refutes the opinion of Rav, who he said that the concept of chavis hayayim trumps the idea of tadr, yet here we see that tadr, which is the mitzvah of the lechem upon him, that trumps the shtei halechem, which is the chavis hayayim. So Amalek Rav would tell you, you're right, our Mishnah seems to contradict his opinion, but Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoim, and he's going like the other Tana. The Tana learned the Braisa, that this is exactly what they argued about. Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. The Tana Kama says, as it says in our Mishnah, which yes, Tadr came before Chavis Hayim. But Abba Sholeimer, he says like Rav, that Helech Chametz, first they said, here's your Chametz portion, which that was the Chavis Hayim of the Shtei HaLechem, Helech Matzah, and then they give out the portions of Matzah. Again, that's the opinion like Rav, and therefore it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Which one do we say has of primary importance? Do we say that it's Tadr and then the Chavis Yom, or the Chavis Yom and then Tadr? Now, Lahalacha, regarding the context of what Rav was arguing about, Darsh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizra. Nachman bar Rav Chizra a lecture, and he said, Loi kedir Rav, the Halacha does not follow like Rav. The Amar that he said, Sukkah ba'achkar zman, that to make a first Aleisha ba'sukkah and then a Shechayanu, which is on the first night of Sukkot. El Ezman v'achel Sukkah. Rather, first you make the Shechianu, and then you make the Bracha on the Leisha B'Sukkah. Again, that would seem the concept of Tadr, which would trump the Halacha of Chavis Hayom. However, Rav Sheish, the breeder of Idiom, he says that no, it is Sukkah v'achel Zman. First you make the Leisha B'Sukkah, and then the Shechianu v'Helchus, and Halacha, the Gemara concludes, is like Rav, that Sukkah v'achel Zman, that first we make the Chavis Hayom, the obligation of the Yom Tov Sukkos, which is Leisha B'Sukkah, and then afterwards do we make a Shechayanu. Now the Mishnah said that although the Karbanis that come specially for the Yom Tov and the Lechem upon them, those things will be split by all the Mishmaris, however Mishmash is Mani Kavu, however the Mishmah that it was their set week that Yom Tov happened to fall out in, they get all the Karbanis of the Tmidim and the Nadarim and the Davis, the Shar Karbanis Tzibar, and also all the other Karbanis that's done by the public, by the people. Now that the Gemara asks Lasuyimah, what's that including? We already delineated that it's the Tamidim and the Nadarim and the Davis. What other carbon are we saying that's not specific for the Yom Tov, that the Mishmer, that it's their week, will get it, and not all the other 23 Mishmeres? Now the Gemara says, Lasuyi Parhelim Davishal Tzibur. That's coming to include when the Tzibur erroneously, based on the Psak of Bezdin, went and did an Avera, where then they have to bring a bull for the Helam Dover, the thing that they had mistakenly paskin, which if that happens to be on Yom Tov, which the Bezdin made the wrong psak, then that carbon, and also similarly, B'si'i Avodis Kechavim, the Sa'ir that's brought for Avodis Zarah, when the entire Jewish people, again, based on from the Bezdin, when they make this mistake and they all do Avodis Zarah, then they bring the Sa'ir. These two Karbanas are Karbanas Tzibra, that's what we're including, that again, the only one that's going to get that are the ones that it's their Mishmer that's Kavua that week, and not all the other Kayhanim they get from the Karbanas that come for the Yom Tov. Similarly, the Mishnah concluded by saying that not only do they get the Tmidim, the Dar Nadavis, and all the other Karbanas Tzibra, it also said V'hu Makir V'Sakel, that this Mishmer that's Kavua, that's their week, they also bring everything. So the Gemara says, Lasuye, what does that come to include? And the Gemara says, Lasuye Keyetz HaMizbeach. That comes to include the dessert of the Mizbeach, which is when the Mizbeach is batal. When they already brought the carbon tamid, and no one's bringing the darim and the davis to the mizbeach, so there were certain shefaris, there were these boxes, which they had money placed in there from all the maisaris, which are all the leftovers, which are mentioned throughout Shas, where anywhere where they said that a carbon has to be yiru ad sheistavu, which the animal has to go out to pasture, to graze, until it develops a blemish. Then they sell it, and then the money goes to Nedava for donations. That money is put into these shofaris, and from those monies, they purchase karbonis that are oilis, that go for the kayetz hamizbech. And Rashi explains this term, kayetz, is that similar, is like a person when he finishes his meal and is eating for dessert, figs, those are the te'enim that dry it out. That's the term of kayetz, which is that's how they would dry out the figs. That's the idea of why it's called kayetz hamizbeach. It's so to speak like the dessert when it's already finished the carbon tamid, its morning meal, and it doesn't have anything else. They would bring these karbonis. Those would go to the mishmah that's kavu that week, and it wouldn't be for everyone else because they only share in those which are coming specific for the regal and not those which are coming unrelated to that. Now the Gemara continues with the next mishnah, again continuing on this theme about how the mishmoiris go ahead and split the different things that are given out in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah tells us, a Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos, when you have Yom Tov next to Shabbos, Bein Milfanel, whether that be before Shabbos, and that is if, let's say, the last day of Sukkot, for example, let's say the Shmini Atzeres is right before Shabbos, it ends on a Friday. So although Shabbos is not in the Yom Tov itself, or Bein Lacharel, or whether it be after the Yom Tov, which as the Gemara explains, if, for example, the first day of Yom Tov starts on Sunday, after Shabbos, where again, Shabbos is not inside the Yom Tov itself, in spite of that, even though if it's not Yom Tov, it has no relationship to all the other Mishmaris, which we only had a limud from the Pasuk and the previous staff that says that they get to shear and you can't stop them. Here it's not on the Yom Tov itself. Still, since they had to come earlier from before Shabbos, because they have to be there for Yom Tov, and they couldn't come on Erev Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, so therefore, the Mishnah tells us, "Hayukala mishmaris shavis bechilik lechem apanim." So therefore, all the different mishmaris, all the kanim that they were, they eat. They also split from the lechem apanim, from the showbreads that were given out on every single Shabbos. That's only if Yom Tov ended on Friday or began on Sunday, because then you had no choice. You couldn't not be there for Shabbos because you couldn't leave after Yom Tov because it was Friday night, and you couldn't come after Shabbos because Yom Tov started Matzah Shabbos. However, Chalias Yom Echad Lahavsik Bein the time. But if there was a 1 day gap between Yom Tov and Shabbos, so for example, if let's say the first of Yom Tov started on Sunday night, it was a Monday, where then they could have came on Sunday, and instead they came earlier. They didn't want to come last second. They came from Friday. Or let's say if the last day of Yom Tov ended on a Thursday, where then they could leave on Thursday night on Erev Shabbos on Friday, but they decided to stay over longer and stay over for Shabbos, then the halacha is mishmar shezmane kavua, then the mishmar is that it's their set time to be there, hayonotel esor chalas, then they took 10 out of the 12 showbreads, and they would split it between the incoming mishmar and the outgoing mishmar, as all the other Shabbos of the year, where the mishmaris would change their stations of the weeks, would be on Shabbos. That the mishmar that was there all week would stay till some part on Shabbos. Then they would leave, and the new one would come on Shabbos. They would split the lechem apanim, as the mishnah will conclude. Actually, machlok is how they would split it. So they would take 10 and split amongst themselves. And all the other mishmaris, there were many kahanim that either came earlier or stayed over late, although they didn't have to because there was that 1 day gap. But they split then the remnants of those two of the lechem apanim. Now, however, regarding the rest of the days of the year, unrelated to what we're speaking about over here in this Mishnah regarding when it's Yom Tovim time, just a regular Shabbos, then there's a machlokes is exactly how they would split the lechem apanim, as we said, because you have the incoming Mishmar and you have the outgoing Mishmar. So Tanakama holds, Hanichnis Neutel Shesh, the incoming group takes 6, Vayutz Neutel Shesh, and the outgoing group takes 6 too. As the Gemara explains that they would switch the Mishmaris on Shabbos, they would work in the morning and they would work in the evening, as the Gemara learns out in a Braisa. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, no, it wasn't an even split, 6 and 6. He says, Hanichnis Neutel Sheva, the incoming group takes 7, Vayutz Neutel Chamesh, and the outgoing group takes 5. As the Gemara will explain, what's the reason for that? Why do they take 7 and they take 5? And another difference is Hanichnasin Chilki Mitzafin, the ones that come in, they split in the north. In other words, when they get their part, whether it be like the Tanakama that they get their 6, or if it's their 7 that they're getting, As the Gemara will explain, the reason why they split it in the north is because we want it to be visible that they are the ones that are starting their week of work in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they get in the Mochashev area in the Tzafen in the north, because that's the place which was designated for the Kachet Kachem, the holiest Karbanos had to be slaughtered in the north. So they split theirs in the north. The Hayyitzin Badarm, however, those are the group that was leaving, they would split their shears in the Lechem upon them in the south. So it again, it should be visible that they're the ones that are leaving, and therefore they change their place to the part of the direction that's not as primary because they're already on their way out. Now, however, Bilga, which was the name of a certain Mishmer, there were 24 Mishmeris groups of Kahanim, that group, La'olam chilek is bedarm. They always, even when they were starting, which we said that ones who were starting, they're coming in, they split in the north, they would always split in the south, which that was a certain penalty, as the Gemara will explain, what was the reason why they were penalized. Another penalty they had was retabata kavua. Her ring was closed, was always set. And what that means is there were 24 rings in the Azar in the courtyard by the place of the butchering area, which was north of the Mizbeach, where there were 24 rings that correlated to the 24 mishmeres that there were. Now, and each mishmer had its ring that they would use. Now, these rings were placed inside the ritzpah, inside the floor, and the ring would be able to open from one side, and therefore when they had to stick in the neck of the animal, they would open it up, and then once the animal's neck was in, then they would go ahead and close it over and then close it down into the ground. Now, this ring of Bilga, which again is to go over the neck of the animal to hold it in place, was kavua. In other words, it wasn't able to open up. And the reason for that was so that they should have to use other ones from other mishmeres, which would be a disgrace for them that they can't use their own. A third knas, a third penalty, was v'chaloy nestuma. Her window was closed. Now, what that was is that there were certain windows in what was called the Beis HaChalifos, which was the thickness of the wall of the Ta, which is in the northern part of the Heichal, where there the Kahanim, which each have their window where they would store their knives that they would use, as the Mishnah teaches Masechtas Midas. And now the window of Bilga was closed. Again, another penalty that they couldn't have a place where to put their knives. Now the Gemara first asks in the Mishnah that spoke about Yom Tov being either before or after Shabbos, that we said that then everyone gets to share evenly. On that the Gemara asks as follows, Maimel Fanao u Maimel Acharav. What do we mean when we say if Yom Tov is either before or after Shabbos? And that is, if you're going to say that when we're saying that Yom Tov, if it's before Shabbos, is a reference to Yom Tov Rishon, is the first day of Yom Tov. So Yom Tov starts on a Friday, and L'Acharei, when you're saying that if Yom Tov is after Shabbos, it was Yom Tov Acharei, in other words, the last day of Yom Tov, that comes out on Sunday. So then the question would be, what would our Mishnah be teaching us? Hainu Shabbos Shabbatecha Chag. That essentially would mean that Shabbos would be a Shabbos in middle of the Yom Tov, because you're saying that the eighth day is on Sunday or that the first day is on Friday. That means that Shabbos that's in between is going to be on the Mayid. And therefore, what would our Mishnah be teaching us that we don't know from the previous Mishnah? Previous Mishnah already taught us that when Shabbos comes out in the middle of the Yom Tov, that all the Kahanim get to split it evenly. So what would the Chiddush of our Mishnah be teaching? So Elarav, the Gemara explains that Lefaneha, what that means is a Chiddush, because it's not going to be the Shabbos on the Yom Tov itself. Rather, before Shabbos is a reference to Yom Tov Acharon. The last day of Yom Tov was on Erev Shabbos on Friday, which means to say that on Shabbos, it's actually not even the Yom Tov anymore. L'Acharei, when we said that Yom Tov is coming out after Shabbos on Sunday, is Yom Tov Rishon. The first day of Yom Tov is on Sunday, which means to say the Shabbos right before it, which is connected to it, was not even Yom Tov. And therefore the question is, so then, my timer, what's the reason of our mission that says that they all get to shear it evenly? If our pasuk that we learned that from on the previous daf that says that they all get to shear, v'sheiris, they could all come and do the avodah, only when it's on Yom Tov. Here you don't have the halacha. So that the Gemara explains, kiven dehani mekadmi, since here they had to come early, v'hani me'achri, here they had to stay late, because they couldn't go anywhere. You're right, it's not Yom Tov anymore, or it's not Yom Tov yet, but you can't come or go because it goes right into the Shabbos. So therefore, tikni rabbanan milsa. That was a takana de rabbanan kihecha de nichlu b'hadei adodi, that they should eat together, because what are they going to do then? They're stuck and they're not going to have the bread, and they have to be there. So since they have to be there, even though it really is the mishmer that is their week, they have to split it with all the kahanim. Then the Mishnah continues and says, chal yemechad, that what would be the halacha if there is a gap of one day in between where it said that there would be different. Then the Mishnah continued on to the machlekes regarding the lechem upon them of every single week. Now, the Gemara continues in Amud Beis and asks on Rabbi Huda's opinion that he said that the incoming Mishmer takes 7 and the one that's leaving only takes 5. Now, that the Gemara asks, Vahani Tarti, These two, and that is because what it seems like is that although they split the Nichnas and the Yotze, that they're splitting only 10 because they're getting 5 and they're getting 5 plus 2. That means two of them are not being split. It's just going to the one that's coming in. And that's their 5 plus 2. So the Gemara asked, Bahani Tarti, these two, Maiva de Tayu, what's the reason? What is it doing over here? Why does the incoming group get 2 set aside for them and they're only splitting 10, 5 and 5? So they have 5 plus 2. Why do they have 7? They have 5. So Amar Bitzel explains the reason is, B'schar ha-gofesh dalsas. It's the reward, it's the pay for the closing of the doors. And that is because the incoming Mishmer closes the doors of the Beis HaMikdash in the evening, which the outgoing Mishmer had opened up in the morning. And therefore, that's really their job because they opened it. But since they leave, it's the new one coming in, so they get paid, so to speak, with 2 of the breads get set aside for that pay. Now there's only 10 left, they split those 10, so they get 5, and they have 5 plus 2, which makes 7. Now, that the Gemara asks, but why? V'nei malei, let the outgoing Mishmer, who's only getting 5 now, tell to the incoming Mishmer, dal, in other words, take away this rule that we made that I'm going to have to pay you 2 for closing the doors that I have to really do, but I'm leaving. Bidal, with the fact that the next time that happens to you when you're leaving, they'll also remove this necessity of instituting a pay of 2 breads for closing. In other words, if you're going to take 7 now, but next week, the incoming is also going to take 7. And then you're going to be on the short end of the stick. You're only going to take 5. So therefore, the Gemara's question is that let them just tell them, look, let's split evenly. So that next Shabbos, you'll also split evenly. What's the purpose? You're not really gaining. Because what you're gaining now, you're going to lose then. What's the purpose of that? Now the Gemara says, I'm Abaye. Abaye says that that's not really true. Because we know, Beitzina Tava, better a small gourd, Mikara, than a large gourd. In other words, it's a type of a muscle where someone tells his friend, for example, he says, look, I have a small gourd for you now that's still attached to the ground. If you want, you could take it off right now and you can use it. If you want, you could keep it there and let it grow until it becomes a kara, until it grows large. That is what the muscle, the parable that people say, is that better take it now when it's small. Because maybe later that person will have regrets, or maybe you're not going to need it then. And therefore, the same thing applies over here by the Mishmaris too. That if someone could take something now, better take it now than leaving it for later. You're right, maybe you're not going to gain, maybe I'll even gain more then, but it doesn't make a difference. Better a small gourd now than a big one later, and therefore, no. We'll take 7. We're going to take an extra 2 for pay for what's deserving for us, because we're closing the gates you open. Although you're telling us the same thing's going to happen to us then, and we might lose out, doesn't make a difference. Better take what's definite now than what's not might maybe the case later on. Now, related to this discussion about the splitting of the mishmaris that are coming in and those who are going out, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that just like they split the lechem upon him, so too uvim musafin chalkin. They also split the hides of the carbon musaf that are brought every single Shabbos. That's also something that's in between the two of them, and therefore they split those hides. Now, not the Gemara asks, Meisvei, we learned the Braisa, Mishmara Hayoites, the outgoing Mishmar, which they're the ones that do the service in the morning of Shabbos, Eisei Tamet Shal Shachar Umasafin, they do the morning carbon tamet and the carbon musaf. Mishmara HaNechneses, the new Mishmar that's coming in, they do the second half of the day. Eisei Tamet Shal Ben Harabayim Ubezichin, they do the evening carbon tamet and the spoons of frankincense, which they removed that from the Shulchan. Then they organized the Lechem upon them, and they sacrificed the 2 spoons of Levaina, which they took off from the table, which that permits the Lechem upon them to be eaten, as the Pasuk says, V'hayil Lechem Laskar. This is a remembrance for the bread. It's what prepares it, just like the blood of a carbon. So too, that's what the Bezichin do for the Lechem upon them. Now, that's what the Braisa says. But ve'ilu musafin chalkin loiketani. However, it doesn't say that they split the musafin. Therefore, it would sound like that whoever does whichever avoided, they get that. And therefore, it sounds like that the musafin, which the outgoing group, who they do in the morning, they get it, and that they don't split it. So it seems like not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says that no. Hai Tana, this Tana, b'chaluka lekemari. He wasn't talking about it all regarding how it gets split up. He just talks about who does what avoida. And therefore, it could still be like Rabbi Yehuda that they would split the musafin. Now, however, the question is, if the outgoing group, the morning group, they sacrifice the Karban Musaf, then the question is, how could the incoming Mishmar split with them? Is generally only the one that's doing Avaidah, or is part of that group that gets to split it, but here they had no relationship to the Karban Musaf, which was brought in the morning. So on that, the answer is that the truth is they also do something regarding the Karban Musaf, because they turn it over with these forks on the Mizbeach the entire day that it should be burnt, And therefore, the outgoing Mishmer also does some avodah with the Muslim. So therefore, it's not so difficult to say, like Rabbi Huda, that they would split it. Now, although our Mishnah does talk about splitting up, and it doesn't mention, because it says that they split up the Lechem Aponim, but it doesn't say that they split up the Karban Musaf. So why didn't the Gemara ask from there and said that they speak about splitting and they don't mention that the Musaf should be split, like Rabbi Huda? Obviously, it's the outgoing group that they bring it, that they take it. And that the answer is because you could say that the Tana of our Mishnah, it's only once they were talking about really Yom Tov, how the old Mishmaris are there and how they split it, and that we said that they all split the Lechem Aponim. Now, once we was talking about the Lechem Aponim of Yom Tov, so then we spoke about Lechem Aponim of all the rest of the year. And once we spoke about that, then we spoke about that how that's going to come out on a regular Shabbos, nothing to do with Yom Tov. However, it wouldn't be a question from our Mishnah why they don't mention that they split the Karban Musaf, because that's totally unrelated. We were talking about Lechem Aponim on Yom Tov, and then the day before, and then the regular Shabbos, but we weren't saying all the things that we split, and therefore it could be that we split the Karban Musaf. However, the Gemara asked another question of Yehuda. Amar Rava, Rava says, but Vatani de Beit Shmuel, they learned in Yeshiva Shmuel that the Mari Bechaluka, that there that Brisa was talking about how they split up things, Uv Masaf and Chalkin Lakatani, but it doesn't say that they split the Karban Musaf, the Tani de Beit Shmuel. As we learned in the Brisa that was brought in the Yeshiva Shmuel, that Mishmar HaYotzes, the outgoing Mishmar, Aisa Tamar Shal Shachu Masaf, and like we said before, that they do the Karban Tamar in the morning and the Karban Musaf. Mishmar HaNechneses, as we said before, the incoming group, Aisa Tamar Shal Bein Abayim Bezich, and they do the evening Karban Tamar and the spoons of frankincense. Now, however, this Brisa continues and says that Arba Kahanim Hoyu Nechnasim Sham. The before Kahanim that came and entered into the Heichel, Shnaim and Mishmar Zu, Bishnaim and Mishmar Zu, two from one group, which would be the one coming in and one going out, and Bishnaim Mishmar Zu, one from the other group. V'chalkum Alechem Apon, and they split the Lechem Apon amongst themselves, and then they share it with each Mishmaris. Now, it does talk about Chalukah, talks about the splitting between the two groups. V'ilu b'masaf and Chalkin Lekatani, however, doesn't mention additionally what else were split. Before we answered, that Tana wasn't talking about splitting. But here we are talking about splitting. And if it's talking about splitting, then we should mention what happens if we were splitting the Musaf too. But we don't. So it sounds like that it would go to the outgoing group, because it doesn't talk about the Tamidim, because that's obvious that the morning one gets their Tamid they bring, and the other one gets their Tamid. And therefore the Karban Musaf, which is brought by the morning one, it would seem obvious that it's the morning one that gets it. The Gemara concludes, it seems to be a refutation of Rabbi Yehuda, because it sounds like that they don't split it, because it mentions splitting and it doesn't mention Musaf. So obviously the Musaf goes to the morning one and it doesn't go to the incoming group. Now the Mishnah told us that Hanachnasin Chalkim Mitzafin, the incoming group, they go and they split it in the north, and the outgoing group, they split it in the south. This is when they would be splitting up the Lechem Aponim, which they share. Now the Gemara brings the reason for this. Turn around and learn the Braisa. Hanachnasin, those are coming into the Azar, into the courtyard now. Chalkim Mitzafin, they split their Lechem Aponim in the north. The reason is Kadeshi Yiro'u Sheinachnasin, that it should be visible that they're the incoming group, and therefore we put them in the more Chashavah area, which is more holy, the northern part, which is where the Kodesh Kodeshim, only there could it be slaughtered. The Hayyats and Chalkim Damar, with the outgoing group, they go to the south, and that's where they split it. Kadeshi Yiro'u Sheinachnasin, so it should be obvious that they're leaving, and therefore they're going down in Kedusha, because they're not doing the Avodah this week, and therefore they split it in the south. And the Mishnah then said, however, that Bilga la'olam chalekes bedar. The Mishmar of Bilga, although he said that the incoming splits in the north, they always shared their part of Lechem Aponim, even when they were coming in the south. So the Gemara brings the reason for this. Tarban Linda Braisa. Maisa be Miriam bas Bilga. There was a story with Miriam, who she was from the Mishmar of Bilga, and that was her name, Miriam. Shemir dasa, that she rebelled against her religion. V'holcha benissus lissardiyait, echad mimalchi Yavanim. She went and married one of the officers of the Greek kings. Now, kishanichnasu Yavanim l'heichel, when the Greeks came into the Beis HaMikdash, which was in days of Matasyo ben Yochanan, ha'isimavetis b'sandola agabe ha'mizbeach v'amr. She was stepping on the, with her sandals on the mizbeach, on the altar, and she was saying as follows. She says, loikus, loikus, which in Greek that means wolf. So she's saying, wolf, wolf. Admasi atamachal ha'mayin shal yisrael. She was talking to the mizbeach, which eats all the karbanas. Until when are you going to consume all the money of the Jewish people? And you don't even stand up for them at their time of need. Here we see that the Yavanim are destroying the Beis HaMikdash. She stepped in and says, you eat up all their things and you don't even stand for them. Now, when the Chacham became aware of this story, after when the Chashmonaim won that war, the famous war of Chanukah, and took over, Kavues Tabasa, what they did was they closed the ring of that Mishmer, Vesasmas Chaloina, and they closed the window of the entire Mishmer where they would put their knives. Now, the Gemara later on will ask, because of the story of one woman, they penalized the entire Mishmer? But that's the Gemara will address shortly. That's one version of the story, why they penalized these three penalties on the Mishmer of Bilga. The Yesharim, those that say that it's for a different reason. Mishmarte Shoyalavai. The Mishmer of Bilga was always late in coming. When it came time for their week, they didn't come, and therefore it was obvious that the Avodah wasn't so dear to them. And rather, V'nichnis Yeshevav Achiv Imay V'shemish Tachlev, rather his brother Yeshevav took his place and served in the place of Bilga. And that's because in the order of the Mishmeres, Bilga comes after Yeshevav. And when Yeshevav leaves, then Bilga comes in now. However, when the Mishmer of Bilga was late in coming, so then Yeshevav just stayed there and remained there, and they didn't go out. And therefore, that's why they penalized the Mishmer of Bilga. Now, that the Gemara says that, Afapi Sheshcheni Rishom Lo Nistakro, although generally, the neighbors of wicked people do not gain, and that's why, as the Gemara will explain shortly, because of Oyle Rosh Oyle Sheshcheni, woe to the wicked one, woe to his neighbor. However, Sheshcheni Bilga Nistakro, in this case it was different. The neighbors, so to speak, of the Mishmer of Bilga, they did gain, which is a reference to the Mishmer of Yeshevav. Because Shabilga, as we said, we penalize them. La'olam chalekes bedarim. They always split their portion of the lechem upon them, even when they're entering to do their mishmer in the south, which is the only time when a mishmer does it in the north, and they're still doing it in the south. And therefore, be yeshiva ach betzav, and that means to say the outgoing mishmer, which generally would be doing it in the south, was doing it in the north, even when they were leaving. And the reason is because the next one coming is Bilga, who they do it in the south. Now, that's a praise, that's a shvach for Yeshevav that they get to split in the north, so although they're quote a shachin with Bilga, however, in this case, they actually did gain. Now, the Gemara asks, regarding these two interpretations of why we penalize the Mishmer of Bilga, so Bishlem Elamandam and Mishmar Tishayalav, according to the interpretation that because the whole Mishmer was late in coming, so obviously it wasn't so dear to them, so Haina de Kansina Lakula Mishmer, from there we can understand why we penalize the entire Mishmer with these three penalties, because it's something that pertains to all of them. But according to the first interpretation that said it's because of this story of Miriam, the daughter of Bilga that rebelled against her religion, because of his daughter, we penalize him. In other words, even for her father himself, forget about the whole Mishma, would we penalize the father because of what his daughter did? That Abai says yes. Like people say, which is a type of a mashal that people say, Shusa dinuka bishuka. The words that a child says in the streets, oida avua oida ime, is either from his father or from his mother that he heard. And therefore, what that metaphor really means is that here also, had she not heard words of disgrace to the avoida on some level from her father, she would never have said such words, which she said by stomping on the mizbech, and therefore must be that something came from her father, and that's what's being revealed now when she's saying these things, and therefore we would penalize the father. Now, however, the Gemara asked, but umishum avua v'ime kantzin l'kula mishmara? So fine, we understand that the parents are at fault. They have some responsibility in this, and therefore we penalize them. But because of them, they penalize the entire mishmar? Amabai, and then Abai says yes, because oyle rosh oyle shcheni, woe to the wicked one and woe to his neighbors, and therefore the entire mishmar is part of this, that part of this mishmar, and therefore they're all going to get that penalty. As Rashi brings from Teres Koyanim, that learns out from in the Brisa that says in the pasuk v'chiltzu es avanim, that they will take away the stones, which is if let's say there's a nega on one of the cornerstones which connects two houses. So we require them to take off both of them. Now, although the neg is only visible in the house of one of them, and that's because whoever that person was a wicked person, and as the Gemara brings elsewhere, because since he was stingy for other people, when they asked him for things to borrow, he goes, oh, I don't have that. And then we show when he has the nega, he has to take out all his utensils and say, oh, he has all these things. So because he was stingy, he gets the nega. His neighbor gets punished because of him too, even though he didn't do anything wrong, just by being Oyle Rosh Oyle Shcheni. That's where we get that klal, and therefore that was the same thing here for the Mishmer of Bilga, because they're neighbors with him. They're part of the same Mishmer. They're neighboring, like the case by the Nega. Therefore they get punished. And therefore the Gemara says, obviously, Tev L'Tzadik, Tev L'Shcheni, the same thing would be, as we know what's called Midat Tev Merubah, a good measurement, a good thing is always greater in quantity than it is in a negative thing. And therefore, it's definitely good for a Tzadik, and it's good for his neighbor too. Shnema, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Imru tzadik kitayv, tell the righteous one because it's good. Ki prima alaleim yechelu, because the produce, the fruits of their labors, they will eat. Now, yechelu, they will eat. Who's they? We're talking about the tzadik will eat what his produce is. Obviously, even the neighbors, the shechem of the tzadik, will also eat the prima alaleim of the tzadik. Again, showing that concept of toil tzadik and toil l'shechem, even the shechem of the tzadik gets good. We shall return to you the fifth parak Masechta Sukkah, Uslikla Masechta Sukkah, and we have concluded the Masechta of Sukkah.